The name of the patient is Cleonider Pyatt. The first name is C, like in Charlie, L, like in Lima, A, E, like in Echo, O, like in Oscar, N, like in November, Echo, Echo, Delta, Echo, Roger. And the last name, P-Y-A-T-T. P, like in Peter, Y, like in Yankee, A, like in Alpha, T, like in Tango, T, like in Tango. This is the clinical case of a 60-year-old African-American female that has been a diabetic since 2015 on oral hypoglycemics that was referred to the practice because of the presence of proteinuria. During the first visit, the evaluation of the proteinuria was 1.5 grams per gram of creatinine. We did the evaluation for other reasons for proteinuria, like kappa gamma, kappa lambda ratio, protein electrophoresis, and immune electrophoresis in the serum, urine electrophoresis and immunofixation in the urine. Anti-PLAR antibody, anti-GBM, cancer rate, ANA, hepatitis, C3, C4, every single test was reported negative, and for that reason, we decided to order a kidney biopsy and to my surprise, the patient was, the kidney biopsy was consistent with a diabetic nephropathy with typical Kimmel-Steel-Wilson nodules. The patient has developed a full-blown nephrotic syndrome. In January the 30th of 2024, the patient had a creatinine of 1.5, a BUN of 28, an estimated GFR of 39.3. The glucose was 107. And the protein-creatinine ratio went up to 4,000. The physical examination shows that the patient has PTD edema 3/4 in the lower extremities. She has developed periods of shortness of breath, persistent weakness, dyspnea upon exertion. Following number, the patient is CKD stage 4 with an estimated GFR of 39.3 mLs per minute. The patient has a history of pulmonary embolism in the early 90s. She's off of anticoagulation and she has a history of the stroke in the past. The patient will continue taking the irbesartan. (150 mg POQ, 12 hours). Continue taking the furosemide, 80 mg every day, We start the patient on Farxiga 10 milligrams every day. Samples for a month were given. And the prescription was sent to Publix. We discuss with the patient not only the diet, that has to be a plant-based diet, decrease the caloric intake, decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, a very low sodium diet, low protein, plant-based diet. All the information was given. We are going to reevaluate this case after laboratory workup in 4 weeks. The side effects of the Farxiga weren't explained to the patient, including and not limited to the possibility of a urinary tract infection and the possibility of excessive urinary production, that I don't think is going to be the main concern in this case.